And now, back to the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Skyline Studio on 720 WGN.
I know you're going to dig this.
Brand new, with that new studio smell here in the Allstate Skyline Studios. With views, Justin Coffin, where would you describe our views? We got the river?
Yeah, you got the river. You can go down the river towards the Wrigley Building. So we're looking as we go west, right down Wacker Drive. And also, we're looking straight north.
The river north.
Sharing into the NBC Tower right down.
We're literally looking at river north.
Yeah, we are. We are looking north toward the, past the river.
Yeah, and the Sheraton is right there. And there's another studio that's being finished in the next few days, about 100 yards down the hall, where we'll do this show mostly,
yes.
Which has Lake Michigan behind us, with the sun rising every morning behind us, because they've done that for a while now. The sun's come up over the lake.
It is funny. I've been doing the Download podcast, and I'll have people come in, and I'll show them the unbelievable views of that studio that's not done yet, right? But then I have to go, and then, okay, we're going to do the recording in this closet.
Right.
That's the only operating studio. They're like, this is where we'll do radio. Right here, there's no windows. That is a beautiful view that we'll come back to later.
224 should call it the nosebleed section studio. Is that a compliment?
This is, I've been in the nosebleeds in many different places. This, to me, is much different. It's
this is the nicest facility I've ever worked in.
It is inspiring. You watch the city wake up.
Yeah, it's
literally
pretty cool.
In some cases.
Yeah, with our residents next door in the apartment building who don't pull their shades.
But you can see the traffic patterns build. You can see so much that's happening here in the city from high atop. And we have to come up with a high atop the 303. You
know, high atop like the 17th floor?
Yeah, high atop the 17th floor.
Yeah, we're on 18.
Right.
You had some problem with the Park District. I got to hear this story because apparently
it's not a problem.
Well, it sounds like a problem. So we'll get to that coming up. But another one of my favorite groups here in studio, if you don't know Chicago's Lighthouse, you're missing out. And you've probably already contributed in ways you don't know. And they've got an event coming up, which is important for us to get to. But the board chair, Gary Rich, is here first. Gary, nice to see you again.
Thank you. Good to see you.
And to explain what Lighthouse is.
The Chicago Lighthouse is a social organization that supports people who have low vision, have multiple disabilities, and veterans.
And the products you make, the amazing thing, Justin, I don't know if you've talked to these guys before, but you think of visually impaired folks, of course you think they make most of the clocks in America. These clocks, was that a founding product that you guys started?
That's
what you built it on?
That's what it was built on. We still have the clocks, and we've modernized it. We're now online with companies like Target. We do special face clocks, if that's what people are interested in. And we are part of the federal government program, where literally, if you're a federal agency, you have to purchase clocks from us, which is terrific. It employs people who need jobs.
And you can buy them at retail now?
You can. They're at Target stores. They're at Overstock.com, Amazon.com, and Target.com.
There's an event called Lighthouse on the Magnificent Mile. At or on?
On.
And it's an art exhibit that goes up and down Michigan Avenue. What type of art are we talking about?
We're talking about 6-foot-tall, unbelievably beautiful lighthouses decorated there's 103 artists, and over 50% of them are disabled. Low vision, cognitive, emotional, physical disabilities, and they are spectacular.
And way you take part in this is how? How do we help where it benefits you guys other than exposing these artists, which is nice?
Well, there's a couple of ways. First, the sponsorships. We have people like David Huber, who's
You're
going to
meet in just a second. Exactly. Dave and I go back about 30 years, probably about now.
And they look very young in spite of that. But the lighthouses have sponsors that paid money to support the artists that did it. And when the public art exhibit is finished on August 11th, they'll be auctioned off to the highest bidder.
Really cool. And I don't know if you noticed, Justin, right in front of the Blackhawk store at 300 North Michigan is a Blackhawks lighthouse.
There's such a great tradition here in Chicago of public art on Michigan Avenue in the downtown area. You go back to the cows and the dogs are still in difference, the couches. There's been so many different projects. So it has to mean something to you being a Chicagoan to think about being a part of that long storied tradition.
we like to believe not only we're extending it, but we're improving it, quite honestly. I mean, you've got to see the lighthouses to appreciate them. They are unbelievable.
There's a Beauty and the Beast in front of the Disney store, which features Sandberg's stepdaughter, Catherine. Beautiful girl.
Right.
And the Beast is a good-looking dude himself.
That actual lighthouse, we have a board member named Larry Broutman, and he's published several books in Chicago.
Yeah,
his next upcoming book will be about fairy tales, and he actually took children from our preschool program, many of whom have disabilities, and he's incorporated them with an illustrator into a book of nursery rhymes. And in fact, that same illustrator is the one who did that lighthouse, and it's amazing that it's outside the Disney store.
Nicely timed. Dave Huber is here. Dave is one of the best financial brains in America and has always been a very generous guy and an old golf buddy of mine. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I haven't seen you in a while. You look great. That's annoying to me.
You do too. Thank you.
No, you really do look fantastic. And we were catching up on family stuff and the golf game and things. But what drew you to Lighthouse?
Well, I, back in 1995, had a detached retina, which mm-hmm. led to total vision loss in my right eye.
Right.
And
I remember it well.
Yeah, so it affected my golf game and a lot of other things, but never really deterred me from doing whatever I wanted. But it made me aware of the issues of limited vision and problems with disabilities. About 10 years ago, a client of mine introduced me to the Chicago Lighthouse. And I had known about the lighthouse, but had never been really involved, and decided it was asked to become part of the board. And that was the beginning of it. And so I'm in my 10th year on the board.
Right.
Served as the treasurer for 3 years and headed up the finance committee. And when this opportunity came about for my firm to become really involved.
Presenting sponsor. Right.
It was just a great opportunity, and I saw the potential for all these are unbelievable artists with amazing talent that really a lot of times get lost in the shuffle. They're just not out there. And
well, and as Justin said, it goes with a tradition of great street art on Michigan Avenue, but we've not seen anything like this.
And I have to ask. It's surprising to me to read the facts that, of course, this Lighthouse Project is to raise awareness for employment opportunities for disabled Americans. And to see a stat, and I read the stat, that 70% of Americans with disabilities are unemployed. That's a stat I don't think a lot of Americans understand.
Yeah, and I think, the majority of those would like to be employed. They're very talented, and they're very, very hard workers and will give you 150% effort in anything they do. They just need a chance. And so this is really to create awareness and to, give visibility to the issues that are out there, and there's no better way to do it. I mean, they're on the, their artwork is on the Mag Mile until I think it's August 11th. So it's great exposure.
That's a great way to raise awareness. Yeah.
So for either one of you, if we decide we want to bid or buy these once the exhibit's done, how do you go about that?
Good question. Do you know David?
No, they are definitely going to be. There's going to be an auction for the lighthouses, and the one that
details on the way.
Details on the way. The one we're directly sponsoring a gentleman by the name of Jeff Hansen, 25-year-old artist. Actually, owned two of his pieces already. Jeff, at age 25, has raised $3.4 million for charities through his art, and is an amazing talent. So hopefully I can buy his, which we're the sponsor of.
I like your chances. Is there another one, Gary, that you'd recommend people make sure they see?
Yes, there's one I sponsored with my wife. I highly recommend it. It's very different. It's very unusual. It's about seeing and being felt, and it actually has hands and eyes embedded coming out of the lighthouse. It's really quite unique.
Where's
wonderful.
It going
to
be?
That one's right next to the Wrigley Building, that little alleyway there. There's four of them.
Love that. Yeah, perfect.
So, Huber Financial, there's another piece of this, which I assume you've been asked to to do, or maybe I'm off base on this, but I would think these folks could use some financial advice too, right? People are dealing with vision impairment.
Well, absolutely, and for people with visual disabilities, you know, more than happy to give pro bono advice, and you know, anything we can do to help the cause and to push along the mission of the Lighthouse.
What's the name of the company? Still Huber Financial?
Huber Financial Advisors.
Yeah, I always thought you'd just call it Dave Huber Global Enterprises.
Well, when you and I met, Steve, I think it was myself and maybe one assistant, and now we've got 26 employees.
Yeah, so. Nice growth. So, good for you. And thanks for what you're doing for Chicago Lighthouse. Gary, you know what a big fan I am, and I think this is a really cool thing. So if you're coming to Chicago every day or just visiting this summer, you will see these lighthouses up and down Michigan Avenue. Enjoy them. Make a note of the ones you like best. And we'll get you guys back on to talk about what the details are when people can start bidding in August.
Thank you.
Nice to see you both. Website? What's the website for you guys? ChicagoLighthouse.org?
Yes.
Yeah. Not my first day, Dave. And, genius like that.
And there's also Gary. What is the website for the lighthouses? It's we should know this.
It's no, I've got it right here.
Lighthousesonmagmile.com.
Yeah.
And you can actually see all the different artists and their lighthouses on there. And you know, in each of the hotels in town, there's a piece that with a map of the locations and the description and everything else. So
very cool.
Really good stuff.
And, nice to
and
see
also,
it,
just thank as you. Important, autocast.com. If you download that, you'll hear the actual artist of each of the lighthouses describing their inspiration and what their thought process was in developing the artwork.
That's tremendous. For a couple of guys who didn't have a clue how to do the auction, you certainly know the rest of this well. again, thank you for that. And lighthouses on magmile.com. Check it out and see them live this summer. Talk to you soon, fellas.